Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I am Jesse Steele. But even more so, I am tired. Staying up chasing a fire all night is pretty difficult. You know what else is difficult, and I didn't realize it was going to be live streaming all the time? Because you have to keep talking, and you can hear it in my throat now. There's smoke everywhere where I was filming last night. Talk. I am wiped out. So, enough complaining from me. Let's see what we got going here. Oh, there was a fire. So, what do I have on said fire? So, right now, it is 3:15 while I'm recording. I'll read you from the 7 o'clock on today, because I believe you guys probably have all heard everything as of last night. If you did miss it, you can go back to my Facebook page on Eastern Sierra Now, where you can see all the video that I did last night and watch as things progressed and happened. If that sounds boring and awful to you, then here, I'll just tell you what happened. So as of 7 a.m. this morning, the following information was gathered from a post made by the Inyo County Sheriff at roughly 7 a.m., like I said. That's Thursday today, February 17th. As of this morning, the airport fire has burned an estimated 2,800 acres and is 0% contained. There have been no civilian or firefighter injuries or fatalities, and no structures have been destroyed or damaged, though the flames have threatened 150. From the post, the fire continued to remain active overnight, burning to the south. Firefighters are actively engaged in perimeter control and structured defense. Winds have remained steady and will continue at 10 to 15 miles per hour out of the northwest. Currently, there have been evacuation orders from Big Pine, that's the east of Highway 395 part of Big Pine, including the Indian Reservation, White Mountain Research Center, and the Owens Valley, that's the Caltech Radio Observatory. Gosh, I thought they were done last night. When I was up on the hill looking down, it's 3 a.m. and it was just blazing right there, but they got super lucky. No evacuation warning or new evacuation orders have been issued. Not exactly true. We keep getting them on our phone saying, evacuate, but I think that's because somebody forgot to flip the switch off. Because I just got one less than an hour ago and there isn't even smoke anymore. There's no fire. There's nothing happening. So I think that just needs to be turned off. Warm Springs Road, east of Highway 395 and Highway 168, east of 395, are closed. They do have road signs up. Collins Road was actually open and didn't have signs on that I saw. And I did not go down Line Street today to see past the airport, if that's possible. I did drive down Collins and got a couple of pictures of some burnt trees and stuff. I'll be posting those at Eastern Sierra Now so you can see. But, yeah, it's... Tubin's not going to be fun for a while, let me put it that way. You might have to go to Big Pine, because it did not jump the bridge in Big Pine around 168, so you actually can get in right there and float all the way down to Tenemaw, which is my preferred float anyway. Assigned resources on the fire include 66 engines, 7 water tenders, 1 helicopter. That has been updated since then. There was 2 helicopters. I was watching them today on the live stream. 16 hand crews, 7 dozers, 6 fixed wing tankers, 1 air attack, and 36 overhead, with a total personnel of 432. As of 3 p.m., from my own eyes to my lips to your ears, as of 3 p.m. today, the evacuation order and the firefighters are still in play, but the flames and smoke have subsided. I did not see any smoke. I did not see any flames. And the firefighters look as if they are just trying to stomp out what little things that need to happen so there's no more flare-ups. The river will look different now, but Big Pine won't. So thank you, firefighters and first responders. Just a little bit more of a heartfelt thank you. We would like to extend our heartfelt thanks and gratitude to the brave individuals from CAL FIRE, Inyo National Forest, Bishop Fire, Big Pine Fire, Independence Fire, LADWP, BLM, CDD, Mono County Fire, Mammoth Lakes Fire, Lone Pine Fire, CHP, and Caltrans, who have been putting their lives on the line to contain the blaze. I also saw many other towns show up to help. Santa Barbara was one, Colton. I saw a few others. So thank you, everyone, for helping us. And you are the true heroes, without question. You first responders and firefighters, thank you all so very much. We appreciate you. We got some really cool pictures from a Big Pine resident, Richard Bellamy, today. If you want to check those out, there's a few posted, and they're really epic. It's pretty gnarly, so go check that out at easternseernow.com. And thank you so much, Richard, for that. And pleasure to meet you. There is a trotathon coming up. What's a trotathon? Oh, let me tell you. Backcountry Horsemen of California Eastern Sierra Unit is hosting a trot-a-thon at the Eastern Sierra Tri-County Fairgrounds. Trotathon 2020, Backcountry Horsemen of California Eastern Sierra Unit is hosting a trotathon at the Eastern Sierra. Hey, I just said that. To be held on Saturday, March 26th. Things will kick off around 10 a.m. Join us for a fun-filled day on your horse or your own 2 feet, if you please. You just have to mark like a horse, you know, like... Like you're counting to three? Yeah, that's part of the rule. I'm making that up, by the way. As we trot, walk, or jog around the track to raise money for Eastern Sierra Unit. Oh, that's cool. For anyone who wishes to attend the event and doesn't choose to get sponsorships, a donation fee of $15 per person or $40 per rig, whichever you choose, will be asked at the gate. There will be vendors, prizes, and mule packing demonstrations to be enjoyed by all. Taqueria Guadalajara and Helena's Vietnamese will be serving food on site. For this event, we ask sponsors to support our efforts by pledging donations. Pledges can be made on an amount per lap basis or can be collected at any time as a flat donation. All proceeds will directly fund the activities our unit conducts, including youth mule packing clinics, Sawyer certification classes, group campouts, and other educational opportunities. Please visit our Facebook page for more information and details, or come on down to the infield area at the fairgrounds Sundays at 3:30 p.m. for their weekly packing lessons. It has been a long, long 24 hours. Backcountry Horsemen of California is a nonprofit organization dedicated to conserving backcountry wilderness trails, protecting stock users, historic use of the wilderness, and educating the public about gentle, leave-no-trace wilderness use. They are a 501c3 organization. Eastern Sierra Unit is based in Bishop, California. That is a cool event, and everybody should participate in that because, hey, we're here because of Packers. Don't care what anybody says. So, you know, they deserve every right to be out there. And the truth is, just like hunters, Packers and hunters take the best care of the wild, of the wilderness possible. It's not them that causes a problem out there. I will back that to the day I die. Every time. I have never been on a hunting trip or a packing trip or a horse trip or anything out in the wilderness where I have seen any damage done or stuff left behind that should not be there. They have the most respect. So, and that's because they're raised to be that way. And that's what this should be about. So anyway, I'll stand behind that firmly. This is a great group, and we'll be backing them with Eastern Sierra Now in any way that we can help. So get out there and sponsor laps for these guys. Let's get them some money and get them to help get these causes out there. A little bit of a snow report here from Mammoth Mountain. Where else? 204 to 274 inches now for the season. 8 parks open. That went up. 25 lifts. I think that went up. 165 trails. They received 2 to 3 inches of new snow this week, which made for some soft and buttery groomed conditions. Oh, and that's true. I drove by there. I'll tell you guys about this in a moment, but I started working on a video and we went and it was just pure corduroy. It was beautiful. Amy and I were like, why aren't we up there? We're filming down here like idiots. The pattern change is in our future with cold temps and another little storm set to roll through early next week. With over 8 parks and 3 pipes, the Unbound Terrain Park crew has been crushing it lately. Head on over to South Park this week to check out the new volcano features and transition setup. It's definitely one for the books. And that's true. Just looking at it, I was like, I want to go up there. I'll tell you about my video when I get to the end of the newscast here. You know what? I want to say one thing. Instead of cutting to any of my sponsors today, which we have amazing sponsors, the best in the business, Giovanni's, Astorga's, just to name 2, The Stove, Brood Awakening, Black Tie Skis, Mammoth Brand, High Point Solar, Shorty's, Copper Top, Northern Inyo Hospital. I mean, we've got the best. Perez Tire is coming on here pretty quick, and that's going to be great. They're the fastest and the best at what they do, just like the rest of these guys. I want to, for them, thank the firefighters today, because I know 100% they are behind me in that. These guys put their lives on the line for not just Big Pine or the Owens Valley or Bishop or anybody, but for every single person they can. It doesn't matter if it's in Nevada. I mean, some of them, Cal Fire, for instance, of course, but there's a big fire in Nevada. You know they're getting called out and going to help. You know, they would go anywhere to help people. They are the best human beings, if you ask me. Firefighters, first responders, police officers, EMTs, you know, everybody, all the way down to dispatch. You know, Christina Bloom Justice, I have to give her credit. She was with me through this whole thing for the last 24 hours. Every time she got new information, she sent it to me so I could give it to you. And that was not just an email to all the press. She would call me directly and say, hey, here's what's going on. And I was out there busting my butt for it. And it was great. You know, she was amazing. She is an absolute gem. I've always thought that. But the Bishop Fire Department is 100% super stoked to have her, I guarantee that. So from all of us at Eastern Sierra Now family, all of our advertisers, all of our contributors, everybody, thank you so much, firefighters, for what you did. That was terrifying. If you go back and watch my 3 p.m. or 3 a.m. video, you'll see what I mean. There was a giant wall of flames as far as the eye could see outside my kitchen window. So I had to evacuate my mother and get her stuff that she can't live without in the car and get her ready to go. It was gnarly. So thank you all so very much. All right, back to the news. We have two more things I'd like to go over. The High Sierra Energy Foundation is a member of the Southern California Edison's SCE, of course, Climate Resilience Leadership Group. The group is composed of community-based organizations in regions that are defined as disadvantaged, vulnerable communities that may be disproportionately affected by climate change. The group is soliciting input from community members on SCE's wildfire mitigation measures to protect critical electric infrastructure in the Bishop area. So they did have a meeting on the 15th, and they did have a meeting today at noon. I wanted to try to get that out there, but the fire thing kind of took care of that. But you can still register and fill out the survey, which is what they actually need you to do. So the links to that are Eastern Sierra Now. It is the top story. It is posted there for now until the end of the month. You can get in there, High Sierra Energy Foundation, and fill out the survey and help them do their job. And get the information they need so they can do the very best they can, which they are a fantastic organization, and they are here to help us. So let's help them, shall we? So thank you to those guys. And the last thing we'll talk about today, which makes me sad, the Mighty Bronco Boys soccer team falls, but not without a fight. So yesterday, the Bronco Boys varsity soccer team traveled to Kennedy High School in Delano, California, where they were welcomed by the Kennedy Thunderbirds in the first round of Central Section CIF playoff games. The Broncos opened up the score in the first half with an amazing goal from senior Hugo Santana. The Broncos ended the first half of the game down by 1 point. The Broncos came out strong in the second half of the game to tie the score 2-2. Before the end of the game, the Broncos and the Thunderbirds would go into 10-minute halves of overtime, where the Thunderbirds would end up scoring within the last 30 seconds of the second overtime match. The final score after the double overtime would end the Broncos season, Broncos 2, Thunderbirds 3. That is a tight game, and that was well fought, so good job, guys. So Hugo Santana had the one goal, the one assist, and Teb Del Giudice had one goal and one assist. And those guys, they played their heart out all season, so that whole team did. So good job, guys. Coach Lopez, Coach John, and Coach Del Giudice couldn't be more proud of this group of young men and what they have accomplished this year throughout the season. The coaching staff would like to thank the parents for their continuous support this season. You all have been amazing Bronco fans. We would like to also thank the BUHS administration for their support this year. It is now time to start focusing on next year's season. To our graduating seniors, they say, we will wish you the best of luck with your next adventures in life, and we will miss each of you next year. So good job, boys. Very good job. You guys played a very mighty season. All right, so here's the quick and skinny on what I'm talking about in my video to end this sucker out, and we'll get to our patrons, and we will move on for the day because Daddy needs a nap. So, my YouTube channel was terminated for Eastern Sierra Now. I know, you're like, what? And I'm like, what? Because why? So all YouTube did was send me a letter, or an email, saying, your YouTube has been terminated. And I'm like, why? So I looked and it said it was for reasons of spam or misleading content. So I'm like, what? So I went back and thought about everything I had on the YouTube page. It was snow videos with uncopywritten music and Bishop High School football games. And there was two funny skits that I had posted there. And that was it. And so I'm like, what? What's the problem here? This doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So I went back and looked, and I've watched a load of other YouTube videos to see if other people have had this happen. Apparently, this happens a lot on YouTube. YouTube will just terminate people without giving them a warning, without giving the strike, which is what their policy is to give you strikes. There was no strikes. There was no warning. I've never had a strike. Everything was perfectly legit on what I had posted, 100%. So I don't know what to do. I've been trying my butt off, trying in between going and filming the fire stuff for the last 24 hours to figure out how to get my page back up, because that's something that you guys utilize and you need, you know, for Eastern Sierra Now content. And so the only thing you can do is do an appeal to YouTube, which is a one-time thing. You get 1,000 characters basically to say what you think they think you did wrong, but they don't tell you what you did wrong. And so you have to kind of guess and say, oh, I think I probably misspelled the word tree or something, and send it to them and say, I'm so, so, so sorry, overlords of YouTube. Please help me. And that's basically what the people online are telling me that I have to do. Well, I didn't do anything wrong. There's nothing. What? It's clearly a mistake. My thought is they probably meant to erase Eastern Sierra News or Easter, something else that's involved that isn't a good thing, you know, versus mine, which is completely legit. I have no way to contact them. There's no YouTube phone number. There's no email to contact tech support. There's nothing. So my question is to you listeners, would you mind going on my Facebook page and underneath Eastern Sierra Now, and or even the Instagram page, and just leave comments saying, we really want your YouTube. We want that to be back up. What is going on? And if any of you have an experience or know anybody that works at YouTube, that would be the strongest thing that I can do. If I can get in touch with a human being, not a robot, they can get somebody to look at it and physically go, oh, this was just a mistake on the robot's part, and get it back up. But if the appeal doesn't go through and they don't look at it, we're done. I can't have a YouTube page ever again. I can't even start a new one. I am cut from YouTube forever. And that's ridiculous, because there was nothing wrong with it. It's just clearly a clerical error. So the only thing I can think to do is just go to you guys and say, hey, my viewers use our page and they want it. So any way that you can write something publicly on a social media channel saying at Eastern Sierra Now, at YouTube, please put this back up, blah, blah, blah. Or if you have any ideas on what I can do, because I'm new to this. I don't really know what I'm doing. So if you have any ideas on how to get this going, I would love your help, because for some reason that happened. And apparently it happens to thousands and millions of people. Yeah, they just, something happens and they'll click it and terminate them. And that's that. They have a terrible, terrible way of dealing with their customers. And it's not cool the amount of power they have, because if you think about it, how many hours have I spent on that YouTube page? And we only had 300 subscribers and like 12 videos. Imagine somebody who's been going for 20 years on YouTube and then this happens to them. It's a lifetime of work. I easily put hundreds of hours into just what we have there. So it's a big pain in the ass is what it is. So if you guys have any ideas, or most importantly, know anyone that works at YouTube, let me know, please. info@easternsierranow.com. And I will try to work on this. So thank you guys all so much. That news couldn't have come at the worst time. I'm trying to deal with a fire and evacuate my mother. And here we go. I have to now deal with my YouTube page being cut down for no reason whatsoever. So anyway, is what it is. We'll figure it out. I'm sure time always figures things out. So, but any help would be appreciated if you have some. And we are going to go. I am going to go take a nap, and that's going to be that. So this is Eastern Sierra Now. I'm Jesse Steele, and thank you one more time to all the firefighters and first responders for your help Big Pine thanks you, and the whole Eastern Sierra thanks you.